Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says the number of workers filing for jobless claims ticked higher to 744,000 last week. Despite the increase, claims remain close to their lowest point since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of last year. But they're still well above the weekly average of about 220,000 in the year before the onset of the virus. A team of scientists convened by the World Health Organization to pinpoint the origin of the virus that causes COVID-19 are looking for new clues in frozen blood. Investigators want to see whether blood samples that were frozen and stored prior to the pandemic contain coronavirus antibodies. That could help reveal how long the virus was circulating in people before the first cases were discovered. The scientists are focusing on blood samples because other data, like rates of flu-like illnesses, drug prescriptions, and deaths, didn't reveal early cases of the virus. And vote counting is expected to begin as early as today in the closely watched Amazon union election in Bessemer, Alabama. Workers there are seeking to become the first of the company's 950,000 U.S. employees to gain union representation. The tallying of the roughly 3,200 votes is expected to take several days. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.